Water to wine. Hold up now. Where were they at?
Wedding.
A wedding. Now, Mexican weddings have a tendency to be long for the night. Their tradition was a wedding feast for a week. A week. We in the wrong family. But watch this. Watch. Here's what I want to show you that you have a better understanding of. Mary comes unto Jesus. Come here, Mary. Mary Gloria. Come on, Mary Gloria. Tell Jesus we're out of wine.
No, by the way.
Jesus, we're out of wine.
And this is what Jesus says.
What?
It is not my time.
Why is Mary so concerned about the wine? Okay, I want here. Watch this. How many of you have married a daughter in here? You have married your daughter off. Raise your hand. Okay. Now you know that the wedding resides upon you. You know you did everything to make it beautiful, everything to make it right, that even the beans, the rice, the brisket, or the mole, you made sure you had enough of everything, didn't you not?
Yes.
And what happens if you just happen to run out and there's still a line of people?
I got to go get some
more. Oh, wait, you're going to do whatever you can to go get more, right? Why? Because you don't want to be what? Embarrassed. This is only the third day into the wedding. They still got more days to celebrate. Watch what Mary did. She tells him, he says, it's not yet my time. Mary turns to the 12, looks at them. Does she address the disciples? No. She goes to the little servants, the servants. And this is what she says to the servants.
I know. Do whatever he says.
Wait a minute. Did Jesus say that he was going to do anything?
No.
How did Mama know that Jesus is going to do it? Say it again, Liz. He understands authority. If he would have disobeyed Mama, he would have sinned. Oh, hear me now. Hear me. Hear me. Look at me, all you children in here. If Mama says something, you better do it. And do it with a smile. The more you subject yourself to authority and obey, watch what happens. Oh, this is good teaching. The servants go and get these water pots. These water pots were used
toilets.
Dirty pots. Will God create a miracle in your filth? Yes. Brings the pots. And they tell him, fill it to the brim. And as he's pouring it, it fills and fills. Why? Because the feast is to last the whole week, but somewhere it ran short. God doesn't want you to run short on anything.
Amen.
To save faith for the family and to demonstrate his power on how to get you through when you've got nothing to make it to the end of the month. Are you hearing what Jesus is doing? And just in that first miracle at a wedding, and some say it wouldn't have been Mary if Mary's not part of the family. You hear me? So it must have been a family member that was getting married. Not just a distant one. You know the ones that, hey, Theo, you just invited me just to be nice, right? Not that one. It must have been a sister that was getting someone married So there must have been, yeah, I'm going to prophesy to you. Someone was given a hand in marriage that made Mary feel, I need to save the family's name. I need to make sure that they understand that we know how to do a thing and do a thing right. And I don't want to be embarrassed by not having enough. But even when you don't have enough, I'm going to make a way to get you enough. It may come in an untraditional way, but I'm going to get it to you. Someone's giving their hand away in marriage. Are you hearing me? So Peter says, tradition, we don't drink wine until lunchtime, is what he's saying, not in the morning. He addressed them to understand that he knew what they were mocking and concerning. But he says, this kind of drunkenness is because of the covenant that now I have a remembrance of. When I sat with him at the table, when I was sitting, he told me to drink this, and it was a new covenant. And I was sitting in this upper room, and I heard a sound. And as I'm sitting out here, I hear a sound of people now gathering together that made me stand and to stand with my brothers and declare the good news of Jesus Christ. And he begins to shout, if you read on later, the writer of the book says, and Peter, in other words, continued to speak. In other words, Peter preached a long time. He preached a long time. And he got into their spirit, and he began to tell them about the knowledge of Jesus Christ and that they should be born again, be baptized, be saved. And on that day, 3,000 were added unto the church in one day. What am I trying to tell you? There was a sound in the atmosphere that is being released that has come from heaven. And what has taken place is the people are now hearing the sound of gathering, unity. And there is going to be display in the streets on the goodness and the power of Jesus Christ. Whatever you're struggling with is the dirty pots. He's still going to bless you because of his glory and his promise. But wouldn't it be better now that we have Jesus to repent, be made clean, be made whole, be baptized, and accept his promise? He begins to speak to them. He begins to tell them on the promises that Jesus made, because now he stood with them. He stood with the 12. Will you stand for Jesus? Will you stand there declaring the goodness of Jesus Christ? And when Jesus comes through for you, because he's doing some great things for you, will you testify of his goodness? Yes. Will you testify? Will you show how good he really is by letting the people know how wonderful and how beautiful he really is? Doesn't that change your perception about how Jesus is? We have a tendency to think that God is an angry God. He's not. God loves wave offerings. Remember the wave offering we were doing? He loves wave offerings. He loves you to shout, too. As I close, I want you to understand something, that together in unity, we can make things happen. A house that is divided will not stand, but a house united, can do great and mighty works for God, amen, the kingdom, amen, and the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's why there is a calling for the people of God to unite. We must unite, not divide, not to say that our church is better than the other church, not to say that they're off in their doctrine and we're right. That's not united. It's still divided. We need those dimes to rub together and have our shifting in our mindset. God wants us to see that we're all his people. Not everybody is like the house of manna, and we're not like everybody else, but there's a lot of house of mannas out there. And we're all needed in the kingdom. We need people that know how to just worship God. We need people that love to praise God. We need people that learn how to teach others how to. And we also need churches that just welcome them in. People get mad at the seeker friendly. Okay, but you see how many people are coming to the Lord? We need those too. But whatever God is doing to stop you from getting in, just huddle up again. Just huddle up. Huddle up with the Holy Ghost. Get your next instruction. And whatever he tells you to do, you do. His intention is to get you to your next place, your next destiny. You may have lost the battle, but you didn't lose the war. This is something that is ongoing and never ends. It's eternal. For we war not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and the heavenlies. What is seen is temporal, but what is unseen is eternal. Sometimes we have to regroup, huddle up with God. I don't know how I'm going to do this, God. I don't know if I'm going to make it this time, because this storm is bad. Huddle up. Huddle up. Let him begin to speak to you. Learn to hear him. Learn to understand him. Next, learn to obey him. When you obey him, you'll have an understanding of what he wants to do through you to display his glory. There was a sound in an upper room where they were sitting. And then there was a sound that came united as they were standing. So can you stand to your feet, please? Let this be a declaration as you stand for those that you're believing God to touch. Stand. Stand for Jesus. Stand for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stand. Make a stand and take your stand. Because there's a season that is coming to you that you're not going to run out. You're not going to run out. And when you think you have nothing, God has a plan. He has a plan, B. He has a plan. And regardless of what it looks like, I have a plan in place. The plan that I have in place is going to work for you because you need it to. Because you can't do it on your own. You need him to do it. Don't rely on your own strength. Rely on the power of the Holy Spirit to do it, because he wants to, because he loves you, and he loves you unconditionally. He loves you because he loves you, and he looks at you and says, "Mija, I love you." Even when you're going through something that you can't even explain, my promise to you is to bless you with health, overcoming power, destroys the works of the enemy, and brings about eternal life. I do a fresh and new thing. New is taking place. New is taking place. He is working on behalf of his people to bless, to keep, restore, and to release. He's going to do it because he wants to do it for you. Sleep good tonight, baby. Because what they said, how long it was going to be, it won't be. It's going to be faster. I know it because when I went to hug him, I saw it. It's going to be faster than you think. Sleep and rest. Put your spirit at ease. I prophesy to you, you will see the power demonstrated because he loves you and he knows your fear.
Be at peace. Be at peace. I'm doing it because I love him. But I'm also doing it because I love you. Be at peace. Be at peace. There's some of you in here that have felt like you've been knocked down. And you've wanted to quit because it's so hard. How can you make it? How can you get past it? Can we regroup? Regroup. In regrouping, oh, thank you, Jesus, I saw it. He's going to regroup you. And he's not going to let one word spoken over your life fall to the ground. You thought for a minute it passed you by. It didn't. He was teaching you how to sit, how to be still. And he let you go into this storm to teach others how to be still. They watched you, and you wondered why. So he should reveal to you, I'm taking you back to a place where there was always fellowship in me. But I had to use you to teach others how to be still. He didn't pass you by. Now he's coming to you. As he's coming to you, he's getting into your circumstance, your situation, and silencing that storm. Know it. He didn't forget it. Regroup. Huddle up with him. And in the stillness, you'll hear the sound. You'll declare it in public, the goodness and how he came through. How he came through. Father, can I just pray over you? Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this precious family. Thank you for transition. I thank you for settling. And more importantly, I thank you for illuminating what you're doing in their life, God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you for an understanding is what she's asking for. Give me understanding. If I can understand, I can better move. I can better be still. I can better acknowledge you in my everyday life. Reveal to me you. You want a real God. You don't want a relationship that is based upon tradition. You want a real, tangible God that will walk with you. I see you walking down barefooted because you like to be barefooted. I see you walking barefooted all the time. And that's when you begin to commune with God. As you commune with God, you begin to see how much he loves you. And the way you pray is like you talk to your daughter. God says, I heard you. Even when you didn't speak it, I heard you from within. So that when you spoke it, I heard it be confirmed. Yes, it is the right time. Yes, it's the right move. Yes, I'm here for you. They'll be protected and guarded. Do not fear. They're going to fit, acclimate, and be just like one. It's a good season for you. It's a good season for you. Bless you. Bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Testimony after testimony is going to be shared. I know it. I hear it. Because what he does in a place that is quiet, he begins to demonstrate in public. The sound comes in. As it comes in, it'll be displayed out. So when he comes through bigger than what you expected. In the way you didn't think would ever take place. It takes place. How? It's not for you to know. Just know that he is. Will it change? Yes. Will it be different? Yes. Will you trust? Yes. That's your fear. It's broken once and for all. It's broken. In Jesus' mighty name, blessings, not curses. Blessings to you. Fear not, beloved, for the Spirit of God draw nigh unto you, cover you, hold you, keep you, and speak the pleasantries of your blessings to you. Sweet, sweet Jesus, sweet Spirit of the living God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. It's going to be signed. I don't know what it is, but it's going to be signed. And it is going to come to pass. It started to slip away, but it's going to be signed. And you'll see the fullness of it, that you'll have a choice of what you want. It's going to be signed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. God is so good. He's so good. He's so good. He's so good. Sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for the wonderful time in your presence, God. I thank you that we were able to cut up, cut loose, and cut off some things. I thank you, God, that we can stand for the gospel and not be moved for any false doctrine. But we can stand because of our relationship in your Son, Jesus Christ. Through the Spirit that guides us in all truth, the Holy Spirit. You're the third person of the Trinity. We've welcomed you. We abide with you. We reverence your presence. And we thank you because we yield under the Spirit of the living God. We thank you that you touch, heal, transform, and renew each and every individual that is in need right now. Someone needs a special touch. That special touch is here for you. Because he loves you. He loves you. Just lift up your hands. Come on. Everyone. Now just sway back and forth as a wave offering. Lift him up. As a sign of surrendering unto his Spirit. And we yield to him. We're just yielding to him. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you for helping. Thank you for regrouping. Thank you for allowing me to huddle with you, cuddle with you, and learn to be intimate with you, because you are God Almighty, who first loved me that you sent your only Son for me. And the same power that raised Jesus from the grave is the power through the Holy Spirit that lives in me. We are one in unity with you, Jesus, and God the Father through the Holy Spirit. And we thank you for the unity in Jesus' mighty name. And all of God's children said amen. Amen. Hallelujah.